something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for giving us life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for your appreciation. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We took some time to talk about the Master Soul Winner. Who's that?
Jesus.
And we thought it was necessary for us to copy Jesus, learn from him, and see how he dealt with different kinds of people. Something that Jesus said that's very beautiful. I don't know if you ever read his prayer in St. John's Gospel. You're turning there. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. I want us to read that prayer from verse number 1. St. John's Gospel, chapter 17. We're reading from verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Oh, how beautiful the words of Jesus. Great words. Great words. So much to learn from Jesus. Great words. Whew. Verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. See, I could preach for those few verses I just read to you, I could preach for a whole month, every day. Really. But I want to read more. Verse 7 again. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. And they have received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Wow. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. I want you to notice that. He prays to the Father, says, all that you gave to me, I have kept in your name, and none of them is lost. Jesus lost nobody. Why should we lose disciples? Why should we lose members? Jesus lost none. Remember something Jesus said to us? He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That means he ordained us to produce works that last. Your fruit should remain. He says, I have ordained you to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Not just to produce fruit, but that to produce fruits that remain. It's the works that remain that have eternal glory. God's not concerned that you've done something. Is that you've done something that you can declare to him when he shows up. Hallelujah. So he's anointed us, ordained us to produce eternal results. Results that abide. That's the reason Jesus related with people the way he did. He says, I have manifested your name to them. I've done it. I've manifested your name to them. That's what Jesus said. He said, I've given them your word, and they have kept it. Praise God. Well, there's only one guy that Jesus couldn't keep. Nobody can keep such a fellow anyway. Let me show you about him here in the words of the Master. Now, in the middle of that verse 12, he says, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The son of perdition is talking about Judas Iscariot. Now, why did Jesus lose Judas Iscariot? He lost Judas Iscariot because of greed. Greed was what pulled Judas Iscariot out of the kingdom. God lost Judas Iscariot to greed. Can you imagine? He lost him to money. Greed. Judas lost his place. In the book of Acts, it is said that he lost his bishopric. He says his bishopric let another man take. His place let another man take. He lost his place because of greed. Do you know there are lots of God's children today who are being lost to greed? Greed is taking them out of the kingdom of God. I look at you. Look at the way you're looking at me now. See, I try to study certain things. Poor people are, I told you before, the two most wicked people in the world are poor people and uneducated people. They are the two most wicked people in the whole world, in every nation and everywhere. Whenever you meet a poor person, he has either of these two, or both. If you don't have any of these two problems, chances are you're going to go a long way. But if you are educated and greedy, you're not going anywhere. Because the problem of the poor is greed. No matter how rich you were, even if you were born in a palace with everything given to you, if you are greedy, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose everything you had. Look at Judas. He was a Jesus. And Jesus lost him to greed. Poor people are very greedy, I'm telling you. Never accept poverty. Because if you accept poverty, it'll make you greedy. And as long as you think that you're poor, you'll be a greedy man. When you don't think you're poor, you give like a rich man. Now, if you're not giving like a rich man, you are poor.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.